good and feeling fine. Looking good and feeling fine. What's the craziest outfit you've seen worn at a festival?
I saw a girl wearing leather chaps, like the Western style pants, and I thought, you're never going to wear that again.
Probably the equivalent to like a G-string with like fishnet and tape over the nipples.
This YouTuber that I watched spent about £500 on this dress that was like a tiny nude silk sort of satiny dress that had the corset through the middle.
Festivals, a place to spend time with friends, get on the piss, and most importantly, be able to strut around, somehow incorporating fluorescent lycra and feathers into an outfit you're socially shunned from wearing anywhere else. Crazy festival clothes are on the rise, particularly with more people wanting to showcase their outfits on social media. But are people's rose-coloured festival glasses blinding them from the harsh realities of the fashion industry? Sarah Rogan is from Oxfam, Australia. She says fast fashion is deliberately disposable in order to keep up with changing fashion trends.
Fast fashion depends on clothes being disposable and not durable, and encouraging consumers to buy new styles constantly.
She says fast fashion has significant impacts on the garment industry.
I certainly recognise that it will be hugely popular for festival goers who want the latest gear. But what fast fashion is doing is putting pressure on the garment industry to produce cheaper clothes at a more rapid pace, which then puts downward pressure on wages.
An eight-story building collapsed today.
A scene of horror at a clothing factory that went up in
flames. The fire broke out at night.
Killing at least 145 people.
Working conditions are notoriously bad.
Went up in flames.
Min Tay is a lecturer in marketing at Curtin Uni and researches ethical consumption. She says the conditions in sweatshops aren't safe.
They are often working long hours in environments that may not necessarily be very conducive or healthy for working, especially for long hours, and it might not actually meet the ratio of occupational health hazards.
Sarah Rogan says Oxfam recently wrote up a report into the working conditions for women in garment factories. She says the workers are often injured at work and abused by their supervisors.
We spoke to over 400 workers in Bangladesh and in Vietnam around their work, and often they have particular injuries from the type of work that they perform, and they often experience verbal and physical abuse from the supervisors.
She says garment factory workers are still not paid a living wage.
In terms of what the women who make our clothes get paid, in Bangladesh, the minimum wage is 62 cents per hour.
How much would you spend on a festival outfit?
I'd spend maybe like $250, buy some new stuff, because I don't really want to be seeing the same thing twice.
$150.
Do you try hard to make sure that the clothes that you wear for festivals are ethically sourced?
Unfortunately not.
Why do you think that is?
Just because it's so not stressful, but usually finding an outfit last minute and trying to find something that's in, it's not the first thing on my mind to consider how it was made.
Honestly, I have no idea where half my clothes come from, so I wouldn't know whether they're ethically sourced or not.
I don't know, and usually I would just go for what's cheapest.
Fashion is now one of the most polluting industries in the world.
80 billion items are manufactured every year.
We're putting too much product out there, most of that product ending up in landfill.
Caroline Perks is a sustainability expert and works with the WA branch of the United Nations Environment Committee. She says the fashion industry generates a large amount of emissions.
The United Nations are saying it's 10% of global greenhouse gases are coming from the fashion industry, which is a really, really decent chunk of emissions and an area we need to look at.
She says the fashion industry is being careless with the emissions they create and the large amount of resources they use.
No one is factoring in emissions into their business profile. And that's what's happening in the fashion industry. There's, you know, this creation of emissions and high use of water and high use of chemicals and pesticides isn't being accounted for. It's just being let off into the environment.
The owner of Lollop Clothing, Tara Chesterman, sells festival clothes that are ethically made. She says she focuses on making her pieces timeless so people don't throw them away once the trends have changed.
I like the idea of people coming in and just finding something that they love that then they can put on, feel as though that can express a part of themselves, rather than being like, oh, this is the new in thing, I've got to have this and take a photo and put on Instagram.
Sarah Rogan says festival goers should use their voices to make change within the fashion industry.
If you do go out and buy the latest item of clothing for the festival or at the festival, think about the women that make our clothes and think about using your voice as a person who buys clothes to put pressure on Australian clothing brands to do the right thing and commit to paying a living wage.
Amelia Searson, Western Independent.